First, there are just a few small announcements. Remember to check the bulletin for the calendar events, especially for the various ceremonies associated with the Nativity of our Lord. Also, the Institute's 2025 liturgical year calendars are now on sale. These beautiful calendars are now available downstairs in the shop. Please come and purchase them. Also, on behalf of the canons who shepherd your souls here at St. Mary's Oratory, Christmas is approaching quickly. It is only about 1.5 weeks away, and so it is good to prepare the way of the Lord, and one good way is through the sacrament of confession. And so they would like to kindly remind you that with the abundance of opportunities each day for the sacrament of confession, to avail yourself of this sacrament sooner rather than later. And so don't wait until the last minute before Christmas. You may find yourself caught in a long line on Christmas Eve otherwise. So thank you in advance. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen. Rejoice in the Lord always. The theme of joy permeates this third Sunday of Advent, giving it even the commonly known name of Gaudete Sunday from the Latin verb to rejoice. But joy is not confined to this Sunday or to the readings of this Sunday alone. It is a theme which resonates in the Bible. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye just, we hear King David sing in the Psalms. Similarly, he also says, sing joyfully to God all the earth. Serve ye the Lord with gladness. Come in before his presence with exceeding great joy. Joy in the Bible is associated with the Lord. It is associated with the act of being in his presence. And so we might ask, why is that? Our patron, St. Thomas Aquinas, teaches us that joy is caused by love through the presence of the thing loved. And so for us, God is all good and deserving of all of our love, as we say often in the act of contrition. That is why there are characteristics of true joy. True joy must be right. This happens when it concerns the proper good of man, which is not something created, but God. The goods that we buy and consume are temporary. Gadgets and toys have that shiny allure and excitement when we first buy them, and they can be truly said to give us a certain happiness and joy. However, these earthly things do not last forever. They grow old. They break down. They are tossed aside when we become bored with them. God, on the other hand, is eternal. He is incorruptible. And we are joyful without end because God, who is without end, without change or corruption, is present before us. This third Sunday of Advent serves to remind us that Jesus is present. The liturgy, that is, the somber vestments, the austerity of the increased absence of the organ, underscores the penitential spirit of the season of Advent. But Advent is a period of preparation for he who is to come, our Lord Jesus Christ. We who live in the present day know that our Lord has come to save humanity. And we who follow the church's calendar know that liturgically our Lord will come in a matter of less than 2 weeks on the feast of his nativity on Christmas Day. That is why the church quotes St. Paul, the Lord is nigh, the Lord is near. This touches on the cause of joy. We can certainly be excited when a close friend or family member that we love comes to meet us and is only a short distance away. And so is the Lord. But the Lord is near to us too, not only chronologically in this month of December. He is near to us as well, with the presence of his majesty as God in all places. He is also near to us in his flesh. Through the mystery and sacrament of the Holy Eucharist, which makes him physically present, body, blood, soul, and divinity before us. He is near to us through grace, as he inhabits our souls. He is near to us through his clemency, in hearing us, as we recall the words of Psalm 145. The Lord is near to all who call upon him. Even now, the Lord is therefore near to us, and this is our joy. Your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you, says Jesus in the Gospel according to John. No one will take it away from us, provided that we do not take it away from ourselves first. For true joy, according to St. Thomas, is continuous. Hence, St. Paul says, rejoice always. In order that we may always rejoice, this cause of joy must therefore be continuous. And this happens when it is not interrupted by the willful commission of sin, through which we turn ourselves away from God by our thoughts, our words, and our actions. And even in the case of grave sin, we drive our Lord away from our soul. And then it is no wonder that we end up miserable. And so, dear faithful, let us advance with anticipation for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. In this valley of tears that is our life on earth, let us remind ourselves that the knowledge that our Savior was so close to being born was an inestimable joy and consolation to the patriarchs and prophets, to the little humble men and women of Israel thousands of years ago who awaited their prophesied Messiah. We who are living in the present day certainly enjoy this contact with Jesus Christ through his physical presence in the Eucharist. Let us then seek to rekindle the joy of the Holy Ones of Israel being so close then to our Savior. This spiritual joy, which will be made more full at Christmas, will be our sustenance in these times of uncertainty, of worry, and of sadness. A cheerful heart is a good medicine, we read in the book of Proverbs. And as long as we do not extinguish this true and spiritual joy through our own fault, it will give us the strength to continue to fulfill the duties of our state of life, and it will be a foretaste of the eternal joys which await us as our reward in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen.